Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's working well, and another round will begin this August. That was the assessment of Max Stone with Kentucky State University of the Small-Scale Farmer Grant Program that they're helping administer, here with a little background.
Dean Sagai, the College of Agriculture at Kentucky State University, partnered with the Ag Development Board to administer a grant program for small-scale farmers, kind of the underserved or hard-to-reach individuals. There's a little focus on eastern Kentucky because there's not much county tobacco money over there. So this was a way for us to reach into eastern Kentucky and people that may be less comfortable accessing county funds throughout the state.
This program focuses in three main areas: organic, aquaculture, and value-added processing.
The review committee has a high standard of sustainability of the funds, so we're looking at capitalization, not just buying expendables like jars or seed. We want to build the capacity of these farms. We have a $5,000 cap per farm, but we've heard some great stories about how that one thing that they wish they could afford has improved their efficiency or ability to produce at a higher level to then launch them in that business.
A popular item for which grants are sought is the high tunnel, basically a small greenhouse for plants in the ground, which starts the growing season earlier and extends harvest as well. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're visiting today with Kentucky State University's Max Stone on their small-scale farmer grant program, and he shared a story about an applicant who qualified for a small grant to run a water line to a high tunnel.
He got a grant, I believe it was about $790 to extend this water line. He got the project completed, and he mailed us back a check for, I think, $7 because he didn't spend it all. And it's just real rewarding that people have that much respect for a little bit of money, and a little bit goes a long way. And we've actually had about, I think, 10 or 12 grantees that have sent funds back rather than just try to use it up. And that was very rewarding to us.
Max Stone says the next round of grant applications in this program begins August 1st. You can go online to KSU College of Agriculture and check that out, or phone Max Stone at 502-597-6831. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.